Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. It is Tuesday afternoon, December 9th, 2025. I'm looking at the screens and honestly, it feels like the calm before the storm.
It absolutely is. We are sitting squarely in the waiting room for the FOMC decision tomorrow. You can see it in the volume, you can see it in the price action. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ basically finished flat. We are drifting in a tight range, just waiting for Jerome Powell to show his cards.
Right, the expectation is that 25 basis point cut, but the market seems nervous about the guidance. But before we get to the Fed, let's look at what actually moved today. The Russell 2000 seems to be the only index with a pulse right now.
Yeah, the small caps are outperforming. The Russell was up 0.2%, extending a nice little run for December. But look at the heavyweights. The Dow lagged, down 0.4%, and that was really driven by a shocker from JP Morgan Chase.
I saw that. JP Morgan down over 4%. That is a massive move for a bank of that size. What spooked the street?
It was the expense guidance. They disclosed projected 2026 expenses around $105 billion. That is roughly 11% growth over 2025. Wall Street was not ready for that number. It dragged the whole financial sector down. When the biggest bank in the room says costs are spiking, people listen.
Ouch. Okay, let's pivot to tech. We had some interesting headlines out of the White House regarding NVIDIA and China.
This is a fascinating development. President Trump posted on Truth Social that NVIDIA can sell its advanced H200 chips to China, but there is a catch. The U.S. government wants 25% of the profits.
A 25% cut? That's wild. How did the stock react?
It didn't love it. NVIDIA traded down slightly, off about 0.3%. It's good they can sell the chips, but that tax eats into margins. However, the broader semi-sector held up okay. Broadcom, ticker AVGO, actually showed some really nice relative strength, grinding higher into the close.
We will get to those trade setups in a second because I know you're watching Broadcom. But first, we have to address the wreck in the auto parts aisle, AutoZone.
Yeah, ticker A2ZO, down over 7%. This was their sixth consecutive earnings miss. They took a big non-cash LIFO charge, and margins are getting squeezed. It's a tough look. The stock just collapsed. It was the worst performer in the S&P 500 today.
Brutal. All right, let's zoom out to the macro picture. We got JOLTS data today. Did that move the needle?
It added a little bit of heat. Job openings came in at 7.67 million, which was higher than the 7.2 million estimate. It shows the labor market is still resilient. That complicates the Fed's job tomorrow. If the economy is still running hot, Powell might cut rates but signal that he has done easing for a while.
That is the fear. One and done for the near term. Okay, let's get tactical. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We have the rate decision at 2 p.m. Eastern. How are we positioning?
Caution is key, but there are clear pockets of strength. I am looking at the metals and miners. They saw real accumulation late in the day. Pan American Silver, ticker PAAS, and Uranium Energy Corp, ticker UEC, both closed near their highs on expanding volume.
So you are seeing a rotation into hard assets?
Exactly. It feels like an inflation hedge or just a safety play. If you look at UEC, if it can clear $14.10, it has room to run. And for PAAS, we are looking for a break above $49. The volume into the close tells me institutions are positioning there.
Got it. And you mentioned Broadcom earlier. Is that a continuation play?
It is. AVGO closed near the high of the day. If we get a push above $407.80, I think we see $410 quickly. It's showing leadership while other mega caps are sleeping.
What about the indices? Give me the levels on the SPY.
We are stuck in the mud. Support is firm at 680 to 681. Resistance is overhead at 686. Until we break that range, it's just noise. The VIX is low, hovering around 30 on the VXX, so nobody is panicking yet. But tomorrow afternoon, that volatility could spike.
So, game plan for tomorrow morning?
Don't force it. Watch the metals for continuation. Keep an eye on Broadcom. But honestly, keep your position size small until 2:30 p.m. when Powell starts talking. The reaction to the press conference will set the trend for the rest of the week.
Smart advice. Cash is a valid position when the Fed is on deck. All right, that wraps up our prep for Wednesday. Thanks for the insights.
Always a pleasure. Trade safe tomorrow.
We will be back after the bell to break down the Fed decision. Good luck out there, everyone.